Hey, it's Randa. You know, I've made it no secret that ever since I switched my coaching to macro-based, 100% of my clients have had results so far. That's insane. But I also know not everyone can book with me one-on-one, whether it's budget or I even have room because, hey, I'm just one person. I can't take a lot of people in a week. So I decided to create my own macro spreadsheet. That way you can input your numbers and have your macro calculations sent out to you in seconds. This is the exact same formula I use with my clients. I'm so excited to bring this to you. You can go to randanutrition.com/manage-your-macros to learn more.
You're listening to the Real Nutrition Podcast with Randa Dirksen, where you'll learn that diet and deprivation are not an option as we chat nutrition, health, and how to live a well-rounded life. Because who wants to eat a bowl of romaine lettuce and lemon juice while your family is enjoying pizza? Nope, not you, not anymore. Stick with me and I'll show you how you can find food freedom. Welcome back to the Realistic Nutrition Podcast. I am here today with Alyssa Wolf from Your Unbusy Life. Alyssa is a minimalism and productivity coach for busy moms. Hello, we all need this. I think we're all a little, what's the word? I don't want to say not productive, but we're wishing there was a little bit more pep to be productive. So welcome, Alyssa.
Thank you.
I'm super excited to have you here. Why don't we get started and you just tell us your story. Like, how did you become a productivity coach?
Sure. So I've always been interested in minimizing and staying organized and getting things done, but it was less about doing more in the day and more that I like a really slow pace of life. I want time to sit down and read half the book at once, or maybe an entire book at once. And not just only on Sundays. So I want to be able to do that multiple times during the week. And if you add kids to that, you're looking at some serious life streamlining that's necessary. Mm-hmm. So I thought, if I can have that kind of lifestyle and I have five kids, this is definitely something that's working. And all the other moms I know are still in that overwhelmed, stressed, barely keep your head above water zone. What if I could help them get this kind of life to do, you know, whatever their passion is, still need to be reading books, whatever their thing is.
No, that's great because I say I'm going to do all these things, these self-care things. And I mean, I get to a bath and that's about it. I have books stacked on my nightstand that I haven't touched. I got a Kindle and that actually helped me, but it's really tough because I'll get into something and then my daughter crawls in or, you know, I'm like, oh, like my mind is elsewhere. It's like, oh, I need to, you know, follow up on this Instagram DM. I need to post this reel. So let's like streamline this though, and talk about balancing our health goals and discipline burnout as mom, because I've had burnout many, many times where it's usually after business stuff, like I'll have a launch and then I'm done. Like I am crashed for a good couple weeks. So with health though, I mean, so I see this with clients all the time. They want to go balls to the wall. They're like, yes, I am here. Let's do this. I'm going to eat all these foods and not eat all these foods and work out like 5-6 times a week and go for my walks. I'm going to hit my 10,000 steps. Like they want to do everything at once. And that usually falls off track by day 4. Right? Because they get burnt out too much, too fast. So let's open that conversation. Let's start with balancing our health goals. What does that mean to you?
To me, that means looking at where you are in your like family season right now and just how much time do you even have? Mm-hmm. Because unless you can somehow afford a nanny and, you know, an in-home tutor and an in-home chef, you can't really outsource all of your life just so you can focus on going to the gym for a couple hours every day. I mean, that'd be great, but that's not realistic. Mm-hmm. I so, would.
I wish. Yeah. That would be lovely. Yeah, a lot of moms too, on top of all this right now, they're homeschooling. Mm-hmm. A huge portion of people have their kids in home learning right now.
Mm-hmm. Which is a completely new wrench to throw at your day, whatever you've been used to before. And it probably was that overwhelm rat race. Now you've thrown being directly responsible for your kids' education on top of it. So, you know, bye-bye, whatever pockets of time you already have.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, let's get really granular and say, what do you currently have on your to-do list? And can we strip out everything that is non-essential? If it's not essential to do today, this month, what about this semester? Can you just say we aren't dealing with that? You don't have to say I'm putting this for good. We can just get rid of that expectation. Just to, do I really need to be doing this right now? Ditch the, it'd be nice to organize the closet type of stuff. Just what needs to be thought for tonight, you know, is there clean laundry? Mm-hmm. Get down to that. And then you can say from that bedrock of I have enough time to get all the essentials done. What do I want to do with my health? And no, it was not going to be working out 2 hours a day. Mm-hmm. You might not even be able to manage 30 minutes a day. Depends how snowed under you are. But somewhere you're going to have that 15, 20 minutes, maybe 25 if you need some prep time and drinking water and stretching beforehand. So where in your day can we list this out? Just, you know, time blocking in your day. Do you have more time in the morning or the afternoon, like nap time? Could you do it? Could you like set up your kids all at the table to eat lunch? And that's when you go work out. Depends how they behave at the table if you're not around. You know, there's got to be some point in the day if you kick everything else you can off your to-do list that you could put in that health goal, mm-hmm. as long as it's a reasonable and realistic one.
Okay. And that makes sense. I mean, so I have a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old. Today, my 3-year-old's at preschool, thank the heavens. And she knows when I go to work out, I usually work out for 30 minutes. Right now it's about 45 a day ish. She actually comes down with me and will either try to work out with me. Like that usually lasts like 5 minutes, but it's cute, right? Like it's
yeah.
Or I actually moved her play kitchen into my gym. So I could, so she could stay around. I could still keep an eye on her or coloring books. Or now she's old enough where I'm comfortable with having her have free reign. Mm-hmm. But I just had to make some swaps and adjustments because it was, my health was non-negotiable to me. Working out, it's not just about, you know, I've talked about this before, working out, it's not just about weight loss or whatever, why some people jump in on it. It's like for me, I have a back issue. So it helps with my recovery for my back. And I think putting your why behind it is really helpful as well. But I like that you are setting expectations. I don't, dear Lord, I do not want to work out for 2 hours a day. You know, like even if that was an option, I know a lot of people go to the gym and it's driving and whatever. Where I live, gyms are shut down right now. So a lot of people are going to home workouts and maybe that's an option for the busy mom. There's free options everywhere on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
I know we're interviewing you and yeah, here I am going on and on and on, but I just have to shout out this one woman. Her name is Caroline Gervin and you can go on her YouTube. Everything she does is free. She has 20-minute workouts, 15-minute workouts. She has programs that I plan on doing next month that are free. So you don't even have to spend money. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Or if you're starting small, there's walking workouts. Like it's amazing what's out there.
Mm-hmm. The only excuse is you actually need to get up and do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the hardest part. Mm-hmm. It really is. So when do you think it's too much?
My main strategy for that is to avoid that quit by day 4 mentality. What if you could go completely the opposite direction and almost go so small it is silly? You want to hold the plank however many minutes. We'll start with 20 seconds. And give your brain that habit of that rut of, before I sit down and drink my coffee, I have to hold my 20-second plank. So it just, you don't have to talk yourself into it anymore. You just do it. And then when it becomes ridiculously easy, you're like, no, I'm sorry, I'm doing another 20 seconds. And you only let scale up when you feel like you should, instead of telling yourself, I got to hold a 3-minute plank day one, or I'm horrible, you know, which is, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, that's.
So you go backwards and you can do that for however many health goals you have. whether it's a particular kind of muscle, or it's more your water drinking or your food, just to like break it down until the smallest piece of that puzzle and build the habit. So you don't, because for me, it was the willpower of saying, well, can I talk myself, you know, can I justify why today's a hard day and I don't need to do the squats and planks today? I'll do it tomorrow. Whereas if I say, no, you have to do 10, you have to do 20 reps, but you don't have to do any more, I'm much more likely to keep going, maybe do more than I intended. But it's that habit. It's no, I work out. It doesn't mean I work out for an hour, but I work out every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, and I like that a lot of people say, like, we're at home workouts. You just go for 10 minutes. And if you need to stop, you need to stop. If not, you can keep going. And chances are you're going to keep going. It's just getting started. And I think we can turn that with nutrition as well. A common occurrence with clients in the past, they restrict themselves. They take out all the foods instead of adding in maybe one healthful food a day. So they see nutrition as a diet instead of a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So what, when it comes to food and maybe changing a few of your habits, what would you suggest for doing it in bits? Like what are some examples? Let's start with adding more vegetables. They just, like, the goal is they want to eat more vegetables.
Yeah. So instead of giving yourself, okay, I have to have a giant plate of salad at supper with, you know, five different kinds of toppings. Now you have to buy and wash and prep all of that maybe every day. What if you said you found one vegetable you like eating raw? And you bought either the bag of the baby carrots, or you bought, you know, the two cucumbers, and you said, one day a week, I'm going to go peel and chop or slice them all and put them in a bag. And then I'm going to eat my, you know, 4 or 8 or 10 slices every day at lunch. I can eat my normal lunch. I can eat whatever I want to eat at lunch. I just have to have those crunchy, good for me things in addition.
Mm-hmm. And it's as simple as that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still doing that.
Yeah, me too. I realized I was starving before we hopped on this podcast. And I'm like, I want to drink more smoothies. I've kind of gotten out of the habit of them. And I was like, oh, this is perfect time for a smoothie. I also want to eat more vegetables. So I put cauliflower in my smoothie. I talk about this all the time. I don't know if you've tried it. Still, you don't taste it. Frozen cauliflower in your smoothie. Do not taste it. And it's a great way to sneak in vegetables because it's white.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's perfect for kids because it's white. It doesn't change the appearance. So if you have like a strawberry smoothie, they're like, oh, you know how like when you add spinach, it turns brown or green. They're not turned off by that. They have the bright, beautiful colors. Yeah, you can try it. It's really good. Yeah,
I should, because I have a smoothie every day too, except I only prep that once a week because I don't want to make a smoothie every day.
And how do you prep the smoothies?
So I just do my Vitamix to the max line, which makes enough servings for me for like 5 days. Okay. So I skip on the weekend because I'm going to make a whole smoothie for my family. So I'll get some of that. So for the work day, I do that all at once. And then each day when I get it, I'll just stir it up for myself before I drink it. But it stays okay in the fridge.
Okay. So I've always been turned off of that only because it does separate. So mm-hmm. I was always like, yeah, if you stir it, it doesn't taste any different. It's good. Yeah. So that is one way. I like that's a meal prep hack. Just make your smoothie ahead of time. I was going to say, I know some people like to make freezer packs and throw them in your freezer, but that's still, for me, it takes the same amount of work, if not more.
I agree.
Making freezer packs where I can just take my frozen vegetables and fruit. Just, you know what I mean? Like the same step.
And it's like, what was your hump to get over? You know, for me, it was the daily veggie prep hump or the daily, I have to make noise with the smoothie at a time when my kid is not napping, and then, you know, clean it every day, or I could just do it once and make the mess. And, you know, if anybody else wanted a smoothie for the week, you know, like my husband's working from home, he jumps on the smoothie bandwagon, fine, I'll make one for myself and one for him. And you just have to buy enough, you know, jars or whatever to put in your fridge.
No, I love that. And what's your go-to smoothie recipe? What's your favorite?
I like yogurt and flax and oats, and then whatever combination of berries we're doing then, and then bananas. So fruit and yogurt.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice and balanced. So I think that you're really talking about planning ahead for your week and making it easier. So are you a believer in meal prep? Do you meal prep?
Yes. It took out so much stress with the 4 o'clock what's for supper. I hated that. And I can't believe it took me so many years to realize that that was something I could fix for myself.
And there's so many different ways to meal prep. I just actually did a reel just right before we jumped on about how just last night I just doubled the chicken recipe so I could have like salad chicken in my salads or whatever for the rest of the week. So walk me through your typical meal prep, because everyone does it different and it fascinates me. So.
Sure. It starts for me with the planning and choosing all the recipes, since that's almost harder for me than the meal prep. Is not maybe choosing which recipes, but okay, what does each one need? And do I have it in my pantry or not? And you constantly have to get up and go run and check, and you have to check your freezer and you have to check your fridge. And then saying, okay, which ingredients need to be thawed on which day? You know, you want a turkey, how many days do you have to thaw it if you want it actually good, and which meat, and did it have to be raw or could it be frozen? So it was all the little pieces that went into that. Once I have that all set and I've gone to the store and I've bought everything, it's a lot simpler. So right now we're in a season of life where our kids eat so much, we have to cook literally every day of the week. So there's no cook once and eat twice, unfortunately, anymore. But that means I'm not cooking lunches for anybody. So it can strictly be an after work cook supper routine. And then that will be lunch for them the next day. And I am eating my own pre-prepped smoothies and stuff. So I'm kind of more prepping my food. And so my lunches and my husband's lunches, not the kids at this point.
Yeah.
So on the weekend, or maybe like the Friday, if we take a Friday off, I will go and make up a batch of burritos for myself and my husband, and then all the smoothies. And then we'll slice the veggies.
Yeah. Do you find that you typically eat the same lunch every day that week?
Yes. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's really not a big deal. As long as it's a favorite, then, you know.
Yeah. No, I agree. As long as it tastes good, like I'm good with it. Our dinners get switched up. My everything else is the same. I meal prep for myself. My husband doesn't do any of it. He fends for himself for the week. And then my kids, they're little, right? They have school lunches. So it's a whole different game there, making the sandwiches. But I usually have a protein cooked. So whether it's tofu or steak or chicken, I do a lot of ground turkey too. And I usually throw it in a salad. And if I'm really on the ball, I'll have pre-roasted some sweet potatoes for the salad. Or sometimes if I'm busy, I take the microwavable rice. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I don't have it in my salads at all. It really depends. It doesn't have to be a hard or fast rule. And I think that's where a lot of moms get stuck, because if it's not done perfectly, they don't want to do it. Yes. So I feel like you need to give yourself permission just to experiment and just do what works for you. And maybe it's just starting with cutting up all your vegetables for the week. Like you bought all the peppers, chop them up, then you're more likely to have them for snacks, one. And two, you can throw them in a stir fry. Like it takes no time to cook them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And you know, what works for you? Do you like the convenience of the freezer burritos that aren't really great for you? Well, can you make your own with the kind of wrap that you consider healthy? And what ingredients, you know, did you want the chicken? Did you want the ground turkey? Are you more inclined to beans? Do you want more of a veggie burrito? And you can have your own, you know, convenience freezer burritos that, you know, 90 seconds later, you've got your own thing. That's my current go-to.
Yeah, no. And those are great. It's so helpful, especially for those of us who work from home, because all of a sudden we'll look and it's noon and we're just like, oh, and you're like on a roll with work. So you don't want to go and make this big lunch. So for something that only takes a few seconds to throw together or to microwave, I'm all for it.
Yeah. And you can eat it standing up in the kitchen if you're, you know, running around doing something else, mm-hmm. or you can sit down and you can take it to the desk. You know, the whole lunch doesn't have to be a huge production, but you already spent the time saying, okay, I know this is going to be balanced because I'm going to do this, this, and this, and here's when I'm going to do it. And it's not going to be 12 PM or 1 PM when I'm starving.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that's a great way to start with balancing it out, one little thing a day. So maybe it's making your lunches, you know, focusing on what is your trouble spot. But what about burnout? So when we get to that space, how can we dig ourselves out of the hole? Do you have any tips for that?
Mostly it's been trying to troubleshoot for myself. Why was there burnout? am I feeling like really tired? I've been up with a baby all night. Maybe I need to say this is not the season for the early morning workout, you know, and say, let's just go on a gentle walk or some stretches. You know, there's something that's going to sound good to me if I ditch all the expectations of, but it needs to be this big thing that's going to be really meaningful and really, you know, shape my body. No, what's a small thing? Even if it's like a 20-minute walk or 5 minutes doing those back stretches, that's going to help me feel better. You know, phrase it as a way that's something I will want to do, or I will want the benefits of, not the, this is a should and another habit I should do.
Yeah. We put so much pressure on ourselves with that. And I think we forget, like when it comes to exercise, it doesn't have to be these insane workouts. It could be like walking is so underrated. Walking is great for you. Maybe you want to go in the living room and turn on music and dance with your kids. And then you're also playing with your kids at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like novel thought, but it works.
Yeah. I mean, put on that Frozen soundtrack and just go, because that's what plays in our house all the time. My daughter even learned how to say Alexa, whispering that, because I have one in my office, you know, play Frozen. And it's just all the time. That and Blippi all the time in my house. So I love those ideas. Is there anything else too, like for tips that you want to discuss in this subject?
For the one who's listening, what were you hoping to accomplish and what timeline? Because if it's just vague total body transformation, it's a lot harder to get specific and deal with the burnout than it's a specific, okay, we want to do this 6-mile hike when we go on our vacation in 4 months. Well, now that's something measurable. You know, you need to be able to walk inclines for a certain number of hours, maybe carrying a pack. It's not, and you know, your legs are going to need to be strong enough. It's not, you know, how much can I lift and, you know, how great do I look in the swimsuit? Or is it this particular pair of jeans you like, you'd like to fit in next winter? You're not using it this winter because, you know, you're still postpartum, but next winter you want to get back in there. How many inches are you going to lose off your waist to fit there? You're not fussing about the cardio and whatever. It's just that particular pair of jeans are your favorite. You do not want to have to get rid of post baby.
I like how when you use the examples, you used a proper amount of time. It wasn't, I want to fit in these jeans in 30 days.
Yes. Like, really? Who can?
Managing our expectations. And I like that your goal. So if you're going, like, well, I have plans of going to Disneyland in February. I think those are getting canceled. But, you know, say you want to go to Disneyland, you're on your feet all day there. It's a lot of walking, anywhere from 16 to 30,000 steps a day. So like, and I say this to my kid, because my son's always like, my legs are tired. I'm like, well, let's get walking and get ready for this trip. It could be as simple as simple, or something as simple as that too. Just, you want to be able to keep up with your fun, have fun. So, or you want to be able to take walks with your family for longer than 10 minutes. And it's, little by little. And I really love that mentality.
Back to that tiny habit thing, you know, can you tell yourself, okay, I'm getting my 2000 steps. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, whenever that's ridiculously easy, it's 3000. And pretty soon you'll work up to that Disney level of the, you know, 17,000 or whatever.
That is only when I'm at Disney. I don't do that when I'm at home, because I just can't. I know people that do and they're super active that way. That's just not my lifestyle. I have a hard time getting to 10. I'm happy if 8, you know, it's, let's just be real. I know we see this stuff on Instagram all the time, what we quote unquote should be doing, but that might not fit for your life. That might not be fit for your body at the moment. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. Like, we have these goals and we put pressure on ourselves because we live in an instant world.
Yes.
But that's not how our bodies work when it comes to health. It does take time. It does take time. So I think that's fantastic. If there's anything else you want to say, please do. If not, please let everyone know where they can find you.
So I'm at yourunbusylife.com. And every Tuesday we put out a new podcast episode.
Okay. And what's your podcast is on your website as well then?
Yeah. So each article basically you click to has the podcast player embedded in it, or you can watch it as a video or you can read it depending on your preference.
Oh, perfect. And I see you're at Instagram at Unbusy Your Best Life For Now.
I think it's Your Best Life, Unbusy Your Best Life Now. Yeah, oh, I had I'm to so do something. Sorry. Yes. That's okay. Something really long that wasn't taken.
I know it's hard, right? It is really hard. I'm going to link everything, of course, in the show notes. And then when I have my stuff together, I also do a blog post, but that's probably going to be like a year from now with the way things are. I'm picking my battles. But thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Alyssa has also offered a free 5-day challenge to help you unbusy yourself. 5 days from now, you'll be relaxing at nap time without a care in the world. And you can find the basics of getting time to yourself every single day. I'll put the links in the show notes.